Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Well, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3586. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are in the Men's Room. I'll tell you today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drunk up the draw. All right, here we go. A woman crashes her Maserati while driving naked with her kid in the car. Jesus. Meanwhile, customers wait in line in a drive-thru while one worker sampled another salad bar. Man steals $360 in Viagra and faces a stiff fine or doing hard time. DC principal fired after doing side gig as a principal at a Rhode Island school online. And a man recovering from open heart surgery, he got a get well lottery ticket from a friend to scratch off, hit for $1 million. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
You know his friend is pissed. He gave him that ticket.
Gave him three tickets. The other two hit two.
Yeah, just saying.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most people try to be honest, earnest, and forthright. So when we're confronted with an uncomfortable situation, we might not lie per se, but we tend to avoid, say, sharing additional information. For example, in my late teens, my parents busted me for throwing what they would call a destructive party at their house, but they did not ask, nor did I tell them that I'd also kidnapped someone. They didn't bring it up. Seemed like, but just let it go. And years ago, Miles and I, now, we did not explain to the police that the reason we crashed into that BMW is because we were just smoking a bowl in his car right before that. They didn't need to know. They didn't ask. And also, we didn't want to go to jail. But we've all been there, withheld information to avoid trouble or sometimes to prevent someone else from being upset. So let's go north of the border to, I believe, Wharton, Ontario, where for the last 65 years, Wharton Willie, that would be the Canadian equivalent of Punxsutawney Phil, he's been the celebrity groundhog on Groundhog's Day, right? Well, authorities there, they're now under fire for covering up the fact that the groundhog died before this year's Groundhog's Day. Apparently
Come
by
on.
Day. Swear to God. They didn't tell anybody. They went on with the festivities anyway. And only did they release this information earlier this week. And the folks in Ontario, they are aghast. They are pissed off. Now, keep in mind, the authorities never lied about it. They just didn't share all the information. But again, like we said, we've all been there. And today, we want to hear your story. Kids do it a lot. Parents certainly do it to the kids. Everyone does it if they're in court or talking to cops. This is what we want to know. When did you not tell the whole story?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
KISW Holiday Players. People love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Entire video is available now at KISW.com. Get there and give a little for Coats for Kids. Thank you to the fine folks at Couch Ribs for that, by the way. And as you know, that's all part of Coats for Kids and Operation Warm with the Washington State Council Firefighters. As we try to put a brand new coat on a Washington State child in need, get there and donate right now. KISW.com. By the way, Taylor Driving School and UMass Global, they are still matching donations of $1,000.
A Thunder donor one day.
No.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
There we go. Yeah.
It's all facts. Head to KISW.com to donate now. Apparently, Taryn, her son is fixated on you singing in the video.
Yeah, I don't like my own voice in that song like everybody else. But yeah, seeing Barrett being like excited for Uncle Ted, I was like, all right, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Crowd seems to love it.
He's not excited by his own mom singing.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I played a video for my kids last night, and they're indifferent to me because they see me play the bass all the time, right? They didn't understand the Santa hat, I explained it. Mike, you stole the show for my kids.
Oh,
you rocking the bells,
nice.
Dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, nice. They were like, that is awesome. Yeah.
I was more exhausted than I had been after the longest workout just due to that, man. Goodness gracious.
You put in the effort on that one.
Come in huffing and puffing.
I did. Well, the thing is
you're dying.
It was Miles and I and Kevin from Metal Shot that all got called in to do that part. And then, like, maybe 10 minutes later, VD comes back in and says, Mike, I need you to recut your part of it. I was like, what in the hell? And then he just had me stand there for the entire doggone song just doing all that. I was like, all right, let's just do this.
Yeah, the video's great. Check it out.
You're a hit with the kids.
Thanks.
Yeah, just click on the Coats for Kids thing, and you'll see the link there.
Our
friends
at
Couch Ribs. Yeah, it's good.
So, basically, people that don't understand music best think it's good.
Yes. That is basically what we have figured out from our performance there. Yeah.
Good times. All right, bitches. All of it, y'all. Where to go? Welcome to Season 16, Episode number 3,586. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the return of Who Sucks Less. From what we understand in the office, Steve, you are trying to tame it down a little bit as we head toward the holiday season on, and I don't know how you come up with these stories in the news, but
it's hard, man. Everyone, they're always behaving. You know, it's all, everything you read in the news is about people being reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Always having normal discussions with one another and never, never spouting nonsense.
No.
So I have to dig and dig to find three idiots. It's a tough deal.
It's always like you're squinting over there, just the furred brow, you're trying to find something. So difficult, then you come up with three for us every Wednesday. So how are we looking on Who Sucks Less?
I would say today is fairly so. One of the stories actually is coming up in headlines as well. I just find it funny. The guy did not do the right thing, but the story makes me laugh. These really aren't bad. Even Mike seemed okay with them today.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's your litmus.
Yeah.
You don't believe me, but you believe Mike. All right.
Let's see. Well, I just think you and Mike have a different idea of what's okay or what's...
you're very right. Yes.
Because there's days last year, you're like, nah, it's pretty easy, and then we'll get to it. I'm like, all right, whoa, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Also coming up, we'll head to the Odyssey app for our Men's Room Happy Hour.
Uh-huh.
Exclusively on the Odyssey app, Monday through Friday. We leave these airwaves at 6. The channel goes live at 6. And basically, we do a adult-only show version of The Men's Room.
Yes. Yes.
Monday through Friday at 6. If you do not have the Odyssey app, download it now for free, and then you'll search for The Men's Room, see The Men's Room Happy Hour channel. Favorite that bad boy. I think they send you an alert to let you know when we're getting ready to go on the air, but that channel only goes live at 6 o'clock when we do the happy hour. We got sidetracked by a salesperson extraordinaire, Jim Small, last night. So the exciting return tonight of the effing news, and would you rather that you put together for us, Mike, as far as various scenarios, and which way would you go?
Sure, sure.
That's coming
and
up.
And don't forget, Friday, we have a special guest appearance by Steve Miggs.
That's right. Yes, we do.
We're going to do some football picks here.
We're going to do football picks, and he's going to break down the Kraken game.
What? All right. That's cool. Hey, why not?
He doesn't know that.
But he's going to.
Right.
Good times, good times.
And our question today, when did you not tell the whole story? And we start with a story that happened in Wharton, Ontario, Canada. For over a year, the trusted leaders held a secret, most close to their chest. Their most famous resident was dead. And they tried to cover it up. Wharton Willie, an albino groundhog, who people trusted to tell the future about the length of winter, died last year, but citizens only learned of his demise this week after announcement by the town authorities about the looming 2022 Groundhog Day. Janice Jackson, she's the mayor, told the Canadian Press that the town was right to allow Canadians to think their beloved Willie was still alive. Wharton Willie has put us on the international map. We're very, very protective of the Wharton Willie brand. And we faced with a conundrum. Clearly, one that took us by surprise. And we had a plot, a path forward the best way that we could to protect our town. Unsurprisingly, some people are not too pleased with the news that the authorities decided to keep the nation of Canada in the shadows about Willie's passing. Willie, without a doubt, was counted among Canada's top 10 most famous rodents.
Ah, yes.
Ooh. For the last 65 years, he has been Canada's answer to Punxsutawney Phil, a buck-tooth soothsayer of the seasons. The groundhog apparently died in his sleep because of an abscessed tooth. Typically, an understudy would be waiting in the wings in case of an untimely Willie demise. But because of the pandemic, there was no backup Willie. And not only that, he's an albino, so they're not easy to find.
Oh, right, to try to fool the people. Right, they have to find another albino groundhog.
You can't just dye a groundhog
white. That's okay, right.
So without a replacement Willie, the town quickly decided to cover it up as they searched for a new groundhog. They even had the gall to celebrate Groundhog Day in the absence of Willie, with Jackson releasing a video of her throwing a fur hat into the air instead. The town's authorities, they wanted to find another albino groundhog to replace the void left by Willie's passing.
Does it have to be an albino?
But they were unable to find a suitable creature that could fill their furry boy's shoes. Now a brown groundhog apparently will have to take its place.
Oh.
Easy people.
Oh, no. I mean, it's the Great White North. That groundhog's got to be albino.
This is not the first time Canada has had to grieve for its Willie. Willie, like James Bond, has been played by various actors over the years. In 1999, Willie was found frozen solid.
Oh.
Days before Groundhog Day.
Jeez.
Instead of the town having their mascot look for his shadow, they held a public funeral for him, using a stuffed groundhog in place of Willie's body.
That's got to mean 6 more weeks of winter. He's frozen to death.
He's frozen to death. Willie, I think we all know.
His caretaker told the Canadian Press at the time that this was a good call, as the smell was something that you would have not wanted to be near. It would have been a closed casket funeral, he says.
All right, so Ted, you are probably the biggest fan of Punxsutawney Phil in this studio, right? He dies January 28th, all right? I don't know if it's the abscess tooth. I don't know if he freezes to death. Either way, he dies. Do you want to know, or would you rather find out later? Now, look, we don't have an albino groundhog. Right? He's just some regular garden variety groundhog. So they snatch up a different groundhog. Right? They do the regular thing in Pennsylvania, as they do every year. And you find out maybe 2 weeks later, like, hey, that's not the Punxsutawney Phil you thought it was. That was his body double. Are you upset?
I don't think so, because there's still a groundhog making a prediction. The problem with this one is, right, like, they just lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't lie. They did not tell
Didn't show him.
they did not show him. No one asked. They just did not volunteer the information, right?
I think I'd rather have a body double step in.
Really?
Yeah.
Affiliate style people, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, you could tell. Look, I mean, let's be honest. You could tell people, too. Because there's been multiple fills. Right? So it's not like he's the only one that can do it. I mean, the whole idea is you just got to bring out a groundhog.
Yeah, but see, we have the advantage of just a regular brown groundhog. How many times do you think that they have had a fill-in fill from the history of doing this, right? Because we can't identify. I'm telling you, like, eight of these things bit the dust. Like, the one they had scheduled probably died the night before.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know it. Come on, Canada. If you're going to have an albino groundhog, you got to take great care of it. Because, like you said, they ain't easy to find.
No.
Or start breeding them. But to me, you know, like, look, I as a child, it blew my mind. I found out, was it like Benji? Right? Remember those movies? Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
My father was like, you know, like 18 goddamn dogs have played that part. I'm like, well, no, that can't be right. I'm like, that's Benji. He's like, the dog's name is not Benji. That's one. It's something else. And several different dogs have played Benji. I was crushed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It blew my mind. I just, as a kid, you don't know. Say, Lassie, Benji, any of those things. Man, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think parents don't lie as much to their kids anymore about the demise of their pets.
Well,
did you lie about the goldfish?
I did. It was my daughter's first pet, right? And I don't remember how old she was, like 3 or 4. And like, she got it from preschool, whatever the hell, right? So there's a goldfish. We did what we could. And one morning we came out. And I mean, this fish is floating upside down. But it had not gotten the cataracts on its eyes.
Okay.
Right? So my daughter, taking her to daycare, and she's kind of looking at it, and there's a whiff of concern in her face. And she's like, "Is I can't remember what she named that goddamn fish now, but she's like, is whatever his name is she okay? I'm like, yeah, man. You know, it's just it's sleeping. But that's how fish sleep. You know, they flip on their back, and they float at the
top of the water.
Because she doesn't know.
Right.
So she was okay. We ran out to the pet store, got the replacement fish. So by the time she got home, and she sees it, this fish with another ridiculous name is swimming around and healthy, perfectly well-rested. Maybe a month after that, well, we wake up to the same situation. But before I can say anything, my daughter's pointing at it. Now the cataracts have formed, so this fish looks dead, right? And all she said to me is, Daddy, I don't think he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. And that's the time I'm like, baby, he's not. And just so you know, this is your second fish anyway. The other one died too. I mean, at that point, it became clean.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she was crushed. You know, like, why would you lie? Like, because I'm not trying to drop death on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, it is a goldfish. To you, this is your pet. This is something you love. But like when our original dog died, that's all the dog died, right? They rediscovered it later. But I mean, even when the dog died, like, hey, we have an appointment we need to go to, and you ain't going to see the dog again.
Right.
And this is why. And it sucks, but, you know. But again, you don't tell them the whole story. So it's not about lying about it. You just kind of.
Yeah. You don't have to tell them it got injected.
But people, you know, your dog went to the farm. I think it depends on age.
Look, I grew up in the age where the dog went to the farm.
Right.
Now, it's funny because my brother.
That's a lie.
That was. But my brother and sister didn't really care. And, I mean, I was in high school, right?
All right.
So they,
wait, they told you that when you were in high school?
Right. But I knew. I didn't care. But I just found it funny. Like, my sister, who always hated the damn dog, and then was like, it's not really on a farm. Like, why do you care? You haven't even walked him in 5 years.
Or do you think it's more the idea that she realizes it can't just be your household, it has to be every household? Like, there is not that dog farm.
I don't know. Again, we weren't children.
I know, right?
I mean, I had Tigger until I was, a junior in high school. My sister's 2 years older. So it's like, you know, that I don't know why they're telling you. He slept in my bed. I was right. Yeah, all right, he's dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it was probably time.
Yeah. That's the other thing, yeah.
Our question, when did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
I would also say other little kids matter. Because my cousins, their dog, I want to say Boomer, was sent to a farm when we were kids. But one of the other cousins found out and was like, oh, no, Boomer's dead.
But see, that's part of the reason that like all parents kind of silently agree on this lie. Because there's going to be the kid that blows it up for everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, they go to school and at recess, like, oh, if they go to the farm, man, that means they ate it, right? And now, like, some poor teacher's like, why are there 30 crying children? Because there is not that dog farm or the cat farm or the goldfish farm or the turtle farm. They're just dead.
They're just dead.
They're just dead. That's all it is. They're at the dead farm. By the way, I like this guy's response. It says, I saved considerable amounts of money from going overseas in the military. And my ex-wife did not find out until after the divorce, but I bought a house and a new car.
Wow.
Well done,
sir. All right, okay. I see.
Well done. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, Dave.
Dave, you there? No, Dave's not there.
We'll get back to Dave. All right, okay. Somebody just called me out and says, Thrill, didn't you straight up lie to your daughter about hitting that squirrel? Okay.
Yep.
So, no. I did not lie about hitting the squirrel. We acknowledged that we hit the squirrel. All I said was, I'm pretty sure he just bumped his head, which, again, is true. I did not tell her that his brains were probably splattered all over the interstate, but the squirrel did hit its head. I'm very confident about that. We did hit it.
Right.
So I never lied to her about it. I just did not finish with, and that squirrel is dead as a goddamn doornail. I just said we hit the squirrel.
Yeah.
But it should be okay. Okay, that was a lie. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola. Dave, turn your radio down, man.
Sorry about that. Okay, there we go. Hey, hi. Let's see. What was that? Oh, yeah. Back in about 40 years ago, we were out driving around. We had, I was using Mom and Dad's car, a big Chrysler Town and Country station wagon. And in Bremerton, there's some streets in West Bremerton that remind you of the streets of San Francisco. And so one night, we tried doing the streets of San Francisco moves in this car going down the hill. And we went flying over one and landed. And nice soft suspension. It bottomed out. And the oil pan plug caught on the concrete and just pried open. Whole road fills with white smoke, and the engine starts knocking. And so, okay, well, that's it for this car. We drove it to the gas station down the blocks where I worked and parked it. And the next day went and took the oil pan off, soldered it all up, put it back on, put a new oil filter on, put new oil in it. While it was on the racks, I gave it a grease job. Went home and told my mom I did an oil change on her car.
Oh, okay.
See, you didn't lie.
There you go.
That's all we're saying.
Perfect. That's how it's done. No harm, no foul.
You don't get caught in a lie until they say, wow, what brought this act of kindness on? That's when you have to lie, right?
Exactly.
By the way, we're talking about pets disappearing. Mm. Someone says, my great-grandpa's dog was named Hamish, little Scottish Terrier. It wasn't until my great-grandpa passed away that I found out Hamish was number 5. My great-grandmother just kept getting him a new dog every time one died in businesses.
Oh, wow. When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
99.9.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KISW. The men's room is in progress.
One question. When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story basically comes down to, I was driving cross country from Washington to Oklahoma to family over mine in Oklahoma. And on my way there, I just, to really put more onto it, me and my kids' mom, we had just split up. I was going back home so I can get my stuff together, you know. So without a valid driver's license, everything else was legal. I got in the vehicle, threw, you know, all my stuff into the vehicle, took off down the road. Got to Idaho. Everything's going good. As nighttime starts to come, the sun's just setting. I see a state patrolman coming up on my left-hand side, not thinking anything of it. You know, do a little wave, you know, an acknowledgement wave, like, I see you, you see me. Well, the way he did it, though, made it seem like he wanted me to pull over. Like there was, you know, something wrong, like a courtesy deal. And so I go ahead, I pull over. He comes up, he gets behind me, comes up to the side of the car, and I go ahead and I tell him, you know, I don't have a driver's license, a valid one. Everything's legal. I had identification. I had a military ID as well. I handed him the stuff. So, and I had to go ahead and tell him I had paraphernalia in the car. But that's not what I didn't tell him about. What I didn't tell him about is that I had 7 vapor cartridges in my center console of cannabis.
Uh-huh. Had you been smoking it?
Actually, the funny thing is, right before he pulled up, I took a pull off of it.
Well, you know. But he didn't ask.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
They did ask, actually.
Oh, they did?
And they went ahead and did a search of the vehicle. Another officer comes up. I'm pseudo, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm in the back of the vehicle while they're searching my vehicle. One of them comes up and asks what it is. And I said, told them, as far as I know, it was just nicotine. That I got it from friends of mine.
And they believe it?
I got a couple tickets that I had to take care of. They let me go because they thought I was fully honest with them.
All right. Well, you were almost honest.
I got to drive cross country without a valid driver's license. But when I got down there, I got everything taken care of, got my license taken care of, paid like $600 on tickets.
That is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. That's the rap on Idaho.
What's that?
If you have out-of-state tag.
Oh, sure.
And you're headed east, you'll be pulled over. Because they believe now, especially with the legalization of marijuana.
Everyone's caring.
If you're coming from Oregon, if you're coming from Washington, you know what I mean? There's a good chance if I pull you over.
I think there's a better chance for sure, man.
You probably got something on you. Or either way, they're just going to see what the hell's going on. Like, where are you from?
Idaho, Ohio's notorious, and Georgia.
Ohio is.
And Georgia pisses me off because on the East Coast, most states are pretty forgiving. It's because they're all so connected and they're all so tiny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You zip through, but Georgia's like, oh, no. No, no. Not only am I going to pull you over, reach for my gun, everything. I got drugs I'll put in your car if I can't find any in there.
God yeah, sakes. Georgia, like, right, going to the South's different.
It is a lot different. And they want to arrest you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I don't take anything with me when I go see my uncle in Florida.
I don't, man. I just don't. Because, one, you can find what you need pretty much anywhere. I found that, and apparently something about me looks like I'm looking, because people generally approach me, hey, man, you interested in buying so-and-so? Like, I am, actually. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not what you have, but if you sell this, do you know someone that sells blank? They say, yeah, make a connect. But, yeah, I won't travel with it. I remember was dating this chick years ago, Mondawmin Mall. You guys are familiar with this in Baltimore?
Sure.
And she wanted some kind of makeup. We don't have money. So I stole like two lipsticks and like an eyeliner thing for her, right? Just pocketed it. No big deal. We walk out of the store. We walk through the mall. The moment we step out of the mall, mall security, two guys come, because they see me hand her this stuff.
All right? Mm-hmm. All right.
These two guards immediately come running up, and I'm just like, oh, man, because I'm like 16 years old. Like, this is going to suck. The good news is they thought that I was selling her drugs. Because they just thought, because they thought they were vials. Again, lipstick and like eyeliner. So they're kind of tubular things. And I'm handing them to her when we went outside. They thought I was selling drugs, which is kind of an issue in that particular area of town. And I remember the first security guard, like, he makes me open up my hand and he goes, lipstick? And I'm like, and again, I'm still thinking I'm going down for shoplifting. They explained to me, man, there's been a lot of drug dealing around here. We thought you were selling her crack. And I'm like, oh, no. They don't realize we just shoplifted this out of the mall. They let it go. They did not piece it. They never asked me, like, so, sir, why do you have all this makeup that you just walked out
it's
of
It's a gift from my girlfriend.
Right. But they never asked. I thought I was getting busted. Once I realized they thought I was selling drugs, I'm like, I think we're going, oh, man. Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell them.
When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
My story, I was about 16, and I used to drive this little Chevy Love pickup truck. You guys remember those? This was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddies would hop in the back. This is when they could ride in the back and cops didn't care. And they'd hop in the back. We would go find beer trucks where the delivery driver was inside. We'd slide open the door. I was driving. They'd slide open the door, grab about three or four cases, and we would do this all over town. And then we'd go back to school because we were skipping school. We'd go back to school and sell it.
Uh-huh.
And we had quite a nice little enterprise going.
Yeah.
One day.
I bet you did. It's easy to sell.
One day I kept about a case for myself, and I put it in the back of my truck because I was driving about an hour away to visit friends in another city. And we didn't really drink any of it. Like, I drank one, and we didn't end up really drinking it. And but I had it in the back of my truck, so I pulled around. I needed to turn around. I didn't want to flip a U-ey in the middle of the road. So I pulled into the school parking lot to turn around, and apparently the school had been having some vandalism and cops were watching it. So they stopped us. They see the beer. I get arrested. My friend's mom has to come bail me out of jail. And when I got home, I told my mom, oh, I found this by where I park. I worked in, lived in Reno, worked in kind of downtown where it's a little sketchy. And I said,
Downtown, right.
So I told my mom I just found it where I was parked by under a bush, and she believed me.
Because you lived in Reno. I mean, look, it sounds like a typical excuse to most parents, but honest to God, if I lived in Reno, I'd be like, you know what, that's a very reasonable explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it worked for a long time until I went to school one day and the cops were there. And they had busted me pretty bad because I was the driver. It was my truck. And basically, the only thing that kept me out of jail was that they agreed not to press charges. The drivers did, because as long as I got my truck taken away, which I did. And my mom, in the court case, my mom went in and talked to the judge. And she told the judge that she had left the beer in my truck from a party that she had, and I didn't even know it was back there.
Your mom covered for your ass like that?
Yeah.
My mom covered for my ass to keep me out of jail. I could not believe it after I lied to her. But yeah, so after the cops came, she found out the story, but I had to give her a good excuse about why I had that beer.
Well, she has your back. That's fact.
That's unbelievable, man.
I know. Most parents.
My parents have been like, I'll see
gonna,
your ass
you're,
and you get out.
You're going to learn your lesson on this one.
Uh-huh.
Not on me. When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
I like that they ask the drivers if they want to press charges. Because think about it. You know, I'm driving the beer truck. Like, I'm not Anheuser-Busch, so I don't care that much, other than I've lost inventory. But, like, I don't care. Ask Anheuser-Busch if they want to press charges.
Right.
I don't care. And in my mind, man, right, so she was the driver. And I don't know what the consequence is for that, but I feel like if the three of us were underage, we're stealing beer. But the two of you guys are jumping out stealing it, and I'm the driver. It seems like you, as the driver, you get less of a penalty.
You would think so.
I mean, obviously, you're aiding and abetting, right? But you rob a bank, I'm your getaway driver. Like, look, I did not rob the bank. I knew what Ted was doing. Yes, I was his driver. I know I'm going to get punished severely, but surely you would get a longer sentence, right?
I don't know. I feel like the wheel man ends up getting just the same sentence as the bank robbers.
Maybe it's state to state. That seems unfair, man. I mean, I know you're committing a crime.
Georgia is the worst.
Right, because in Georgia, yeah, I mean, the way they break, at least with murder cases.
If you see someone get hit by a car, then you were driving it.
That's it. Like, if you saw the accident happen, I'm not in the vehicle. I am standing
on
the corner.
I'm on the corner watching.
I recognize that Ted was the driver. I recognize Miles got hit. I just don't want to say anything.
I'm an accessory to the crime.
Right. Then they charge you.
Then I find, right, now I'm an accessory. Like, what in the F, man? I got 7 years because Ted can't drive.
When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
That's a good question, Thurl, but I feel like the wheel man still gets a pretty big charge.
I know they're going to get a big charge. I'm just wondering, as far as they break it down, like, if you get 10 years for the robbery on the wheel, maybe I get 7. You know, because I have not threatened anyone. You went in, you know, with your note, gun, or threat of, or whatever the case is. You physically did the act. And again, I'm aware of what you were doing. Yes, we agreed to do this. I'm just the wheelman. It'll be like Ocean's 13, right? Somebody was a distraction. I know they're going to get jail time. Somebody's the driver. But the dude who takes the blowtorch and opens the safe and does all this, like, I feel like they would get the worst sentence.
But isn't that what, like, RICO is?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say we're running a criminal operation.
All right.
Now, I don't do anything. I just call the shots. Eventually, with, like, RICO and stuff, they're going to end up charging me with all those crimes because I kind of orchestrated it. Plus, okay. I mean, it's Miles and I. So as soon as the cops show up, like, it was his idea.
You just insinuate this was something that could happen. I never said do it.
Yeah.
I just said, hey, it would be a good idea.
Would that be not like, boy, it'd be cool if you took your gun and robbed a bank at 10 a.m. when Stella, the cashier's there because she's a nervous
type. That's how the mob does it.
Sure.
They basically just insinuate and never
insinuate everything and never ask anyone to do anything.
Right, exactly.
God, I wish some of a whacked head.
Yeah, would be good if he wasn't around anymore.
Isn't that how you got out of, like, threatening a coworker? By just saying, no, I said I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. He told the truth. No, he told the truth.
I did tell the truth.
Miles said, I want to kill you. Those were his exact words.
But I can't, because then I go to jail.
And the guy said, did you just threaten me? Miles said, no. I didn't say I'm going to kill you. I said I want to kill you. And I do. I want you to die right now. But I'm not going to do it. But the guy kept saying, but that's a threat. And I was standing there. I'm like, that's not really a threat.
No, it's not.
He wants to kill you.
But I can't.
Right.
So I won't.
And you're still alive. Yeah. So he's not really.
It's not going to happen. I'm just saying that if I could, I would.
Right. Like, I want to have sex with Anna Faris. Yeah. It does not mean she's going to drive to my house
and
have sex with me.
There are rules, therefore I cannot. Yeah. But if there were not rules in place, then I would.
I couldn't believe how frustrated you.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this is open and shut. He didn't threaten you. Yes, he wants to kill you. We all want to kill you. Most of your coworkers, we want to kill you. If we had a petition, I'm saying 85% say yeah.
We want to kill you.
We want to kill you. But no one's going to kill you. We just want you to know that Miles
that we're mad enough
would
that
like
we
to
would.
Kill you.
Yes.
Like, if he were homicidal, you might die. But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a threat.
When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
And now we're friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
That's the great irony of it. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So first of all, I want to say I know this is douchey, what I'm about ready to tell you about, and I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
But that said, I'm on the way home from work, and I threw a beer bottle through my wife's passenger window.
All right.
I thought the window was down.
Oh, okay.
So that's not the word. That's not the story that she got, though.
Of course not. What did you explain?
The story she got was that I was parked underneath a tree with a bunch of snow on it, which was plausible, and the snow came off the tree and smashed the window out. She bought it.
Has she never seen Christmas Story?
That's not the worst.
Right. Now, does she know to this day what has happened, or are you still keeping that tight-lipped?
I'm sorry?
Does she know the truth now, or are you still silent about it?
I've never brought it up. Yeah, there's no need to you know, wait, go.
So you did the whole window just shatter?
It did. It was gone.
And how quick did you come up with the excuse, knowing that at some point you got to face the wife, who, I don't care what anyone says, you could call, threaten the cops, you could, it's like, it's your spouse you have to deal with. So how quickly did you concoct this? Okay.
I had a 20-minute drive to come up with something.
What are some of the other scenarios you tried? Like the ones where you came up and said, she's never going
to
buy that.
Somebody tried to rob me, and they smashed in the car.
See, too much. Because then she wants to call the cops.
Okay.
See, it's all right. It is important when you come up with the stuff that no one else is involved. Because she's going to be upset and say, that should not happen. I don't want anyone to try to kill my husband. Let's call the police.
Yeah, right? I mean, I've always lived by the two-beer rule, but there are times where I've stretched the tail a few times just to not deal with situations, so to speak.
Yeah, it's just you limit the amount of information that people have because you know how this is going to go down.
Most of the time, I
your two-beer rule, though, is just bad because you tell everybody about the two-beer rule.
No, but sometimes we were on a flight once, all right, and by happenstance, we bumped into each other at the Vegas airport. It's like over Christmas break, but everyone's returning home. So Miles and I sit together. Our wives sit together. We literally
had two beers.
Had two beers and two shots, okay? Mm-hmm. And when we're getting off the plane, my wife goes, how much did you guys drink? And I turned around and said, oh, dude, we just did two shots, two beers. I'm not effing stupid. I'm like, babe, I know you're not. Honest to God, we only had two beers and two shots, right? Because it's a two-beer rule. I mean, she's folding her arms, she gave me the stink eye, so that's what I lied to her to make her, you're right, we had three each.
But that's my point.
Then she was fine.
The two-beer rule is stupid when you use it constantly. Nobody believes it ever.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's
not
true.
So you got trouble for telling the truth.
Yes, I did.
So what? I think that proves my point. Once in a while, this goes, three or four.
Brian Wolf.
Or one or two, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly you've been sticking with this rule and it doesn't work.
Yeah, because this time I'm not lying to you. I know I always say it, but the odds are one of the times I say it, I must be telling the truth. That was the one time. Even if it's 5%, it's unlikely, but in that particular occasion, I'm telling you the truth.
I just know, I've watched Miles do four shots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, after work, whatever, we're hanging out here. And then the next morning, he'll come in and go, I don't know what happened. I only had two shots. Well, I watched you do four.
Oh.
Now, you had two when you went out. So I'm just saying, maybe we should update the rule a little bit.
What number would you say?
I mix it up every time.
Okay.
So you just pick an arbitrary number?
Maybe an odd number. Three.
Yeah. I don't know. Three or four.
Yeah.
Do you ever say one? Because even if it's one, I'm like, you're never going to believe
that. If I say one, it's very rare. Like, once in a while, I'll go, Mike, you won't believe this. I had a beer watching the game.
Mike
because
doesn't care.
It's shocking.
Mike doesn't care, though.
Well, I'm not married.
But if you're dating someone, like, how many? Yep. And feel like, dude, we had one beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God, we really did. Now, granted, there's a 24-ouncer. See, that's how you can circumvent some of those.
Yes.
And also, one of the things that Miles and I have going for is when bars were open in earnest, we'd go to the same place a lot. They always poured us doubles because it saved their time. You know what I mean? They knew. So I'd be like, yeah, I had two shots. Now, I count by the glass, not by how much content is in there.
I didn't pour them. I didn't ask for a double.
I did not ask for 4 ounces. I did not tell them to stop.
Yeah, because I was in there watching the World Series once. And the waiter comes by and goes, hey, I got my, like, the bottles already leave. I go, yeah. And he goes, here, you could just drink it. And I was like, all right, I like tequila. And I was like, what is this, tequila and what? He's like, it's just tequila. That's a big glass. It wasn't that big. But it was delicious. It was ice.
I mean, it was one shot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I was just like, yeah, sure. What's he doing, shots? These look like drinks.
When did you not tell the whole story? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.